So I think, first of all, we look at community involvement. So you may not necessarily have a ton of work experience, but if you've done community involvement, been involved in various charities, or if you've been involved in student clubs, student organizations, we look for people that are well-rounded. So it's not just about going to school and getting the grades and getting the degree. When we look at someone, we're looking at all the factors that play into that. So what have you done outside of that? We do look at work experience. It doesn't necessarily have to be fancy. It can be, working at, in any type of organization. It's really about what you bring as attributes, customer service, interpersonal skills. Advice that I would have is obviously what you're doing right now and the fact that you're getting involved. There's a lot of your colleagues that are not here today getting insight and advice. So coming out here, meeting with recruiters or meeting with people that are in the business, we start to remember names and we start to sort of say, hey, this is someone that is taking an interest. So attend those events, attend the Career Center events, attend the information sessions that are out there that when companies come on campus, attend the career fairs, get out there, get known, do the networking piece. My colleagues talk about marketing and so forth. Well, really what you're doing when you're trying to find a job is you're marketing yourself. So don't be afraid of that. Get out there and talk to people, and that's how you stand out. And so my advice is just be patient, recognize it takes a while, but also work with your career center as well, because they know us, and if they give me a call and say, you know what, I know so-and-so and I think you should really consider them, I'm going to take their advice to heart, and I will probably give you a call and have that conversation with you, because you have, if they recognize what you're all about, then obviously you've impressed them. So hopefully you'll impress us. So hopefully that answers some of the advice piece.
Thank you. Well, as a recent graduate myself, and understanding how difficult it can be and intimidating the job market can be after you come from a structured environment like school, where you have everything, you have a plan to graduate, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. But when you enter the job market, it's really tough because you don't know exactly what's out there, what opportunities there are. So I definitely would suggest if you want to build a great career profile, is understand your personal brand. So know what makes you unique and emphasize that on your resume. Don't send in a page of random information of your skills, and always focus on what makes you different and unique in your cover letter. You can also, there's many conversations that I have with senior managers and executives about applicants and saying, wow, he worked at McDonald's for 3 years. He's shown a lot of passion for his job and he has a lot of experience relative to this job, but also he studied in the area. Let's give him a chance. Let's give her an opportunity at this interview. So it's really about what makes you different. Express that and also seek advice on your resume from your professors. I've done that myself. Had a couple of my professors review my resume and had some discussions with them, and don't just use the same tools as your colleagues. LinkedIn is a great way to build networks with people out there, and use non-traditional ways to apply. Visit the locations personally and drop off your resume, give a handshake or two. You'll really see the difference pay off, and keep trying.
My suggestion would be get out there and work. And it doesn't matter what you're working in, but get out there and work, because I know we have a lot to juggle when we're in school, but we get into a bad habit of hiding behind our books. And then what happens is we get out there, we try and find a job, maybe we do find that job, but we don't understand not what necessarily what we want to do, but what we don't want to do. One thing that I learned very, very fast when I was working in university was what I didn't want to do. So when I started applying for careers and applying for jobs, as I was basically getting towards the final months of my program, I knew exactly what I didn't want to do, and therefore I was able to apply for the roles that I thought would be a good fit. Very, very important. So again, it doesn't have to be something in finance, it can be anything. Make some money, understand what it's like to make money while you're in school, and also be able to multitask a little bit. In terms of this career, if you're looking specifically at this, a couple things to look at are your securities license, your LQP. Getting those designations are very important, and at the same time will get you off to a good start in this career.
I want to echo the comments on work experience. It's all valid. I don't care if you worked at Taco Bell or wherever. You can demonstrate customer service skills, interpersonal skills, how to work in a team. It all counts. So it's all really important. So I agree, work. The Ontario government has all its jobs, its permanent jobs, posted. So you can just go to ontario.ca/careers. They're all there. There's also there a youth and new professionals section for entry-level positions. And there's internships, there's summer experience openings. So and they've got thousands of jobs in summer jobs, you know. So you can look there. But you've also probably heard some jobs aren't advertised. How do you get those? So if you go to our website, ontario.ca, you will see on the left-hand side our telephone directory. Click on it, explore it. Everyone's in there. We're 68,000 employees across the province. And find a ministry you're interested in. Find a section. Call the manager up. Yeah, call them out of the blue. That's fine. Don't call directors. Don't call anyone higher. The manager's the right level because they're the ones who do the hiring. And don't say, I want a job. Say, I'd like a 15-minute informational interview. I'm going to be downtown. Do you mind if I pop in and meet you? Everyone can spare 15 minutes, So, don't put the pressure on them. But, as you go and you meet several managers, word gets out, and because they're always looking for talent. And it may be for a short-term contract. That's okay. What you want is experience. You don't need a permanent job. And the joke in government is there's no such thing anymore as a permanent job. When I joined, there were 80,000 employees. In the early 90s, it was 112,000. And like I said, we're now 68,000. So where's the permanency, right? So there's no such thing. So focus on getting work experience. A contract is just as good. I spent a year and a half on contract.
Okay, thank you. So if I could sum up some of your points, make sure you know yourself well, know what your strengths and assets and interests are, and learn to articulate them well. In a unique manner to anyone you're meeting, prospective employers and so forth. Get out there, be proactive, meet people, build skills, get experience, get involved. And then the more you're out there, the more you're likely to meet people who might be able to get you a job or give you information about opportunities.